Our next guest is a harm reduction peer worker, former heroin addict, and advocate for safe injecting rooms, Baden Hicks. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, do you think this is a second injecting room or not?
Well, it depends. Like, if they're going to let people inject like the hydromorphine there, then technically it will be. But I mean, the government's still not doing enough. I mean, like, we need like the medically supervised overdose prevention centre, and we need the hydromorphone.
Just before we get into that, what is hydromorphone?
It's an opioid that can be used as a heroin substitute, and yeah, like, I think it's it's something good to be put in place and have access to for people, because I mean, we do have a totally broken pharmacotherapy system at the moment, and we have very limited options of pharmacotherapy. Yeah.
Is it like methadone? You know, like it's not as strong as heroin, but it still gives you something of a high, but it helps you get off heroin. Is that the idea?
It can. It can be so like help people. They can transfer over to using that.
Do you inject it?
You can. Yes, you can inject it. You can take it by mouth or have it injected. Under the muscle or skin as well.
They're saying that they're going to have this community health service that they're building at 244 Flinders Street, and they say to anyone who needs help. Do you think what might happen is that people inject outside in the surrounding streets, which they already do, and then they have the option of going to that health service if things go wrong?
I'm not too sure how it's going to work there. I mean, like, I don't know the actual specifics of this community health center. Like, I hope it's going to be sort of focused around harm reduction and have people with lived and living experience actually working in there to actually properly connect with people who use drugs from the community. I'm not too sure of the specifics that they're thinking.
They also say they're going to have more outreach workers, particularly for health, so that if someone, I assume, has injected drugs outside this health centre and is having an overdose, like, there might be people walking around the streets to help them. Is that how you read it?
Outreach teams. There is some outreach teams in the city at the moment, and I do outreach myself. So hopefully that would be a good thing, but it's still like, we need this injecting room. Like, we need like the overdose prevention centre, the wraparound supports with that as well, plus the hydromorphone treatment as well available for people, and because like two people are dying in the city every week, and like we've been waiting and waiting and waiting for this overdose prevention center, and while all these people are dying, and it's just like, now plenty more are, and how many is it going to take?
Well, I don't know, but it looks like there is no specific second injecting room, but there's a lot of health services which will be opened up in the CBD, including this hydromorphone treatment to help addicts. Thank you for your time. Baden Hicks there, harm reduction peer worker and former heroin addict.